miser.
Is that somebody, like, would you, is that who holds on what he has, or somebody who gets the most out of somebody else?
Someone who holds on to what he has.
What would you call somebody who gets the most out of other people? You know, he'll ask you to do favors for him, but if you ask him to do something for you, he won't respond.
I don't know.
Would you ever say somebody is what's a tightwad?
Yeah, tightwad.
What's that?
Well, to me, that would be someone that just keeps their money.
Like, be the same as a miser?
Same as a miser.
And, if somebody, you know, would pay well, but really made you work for what you're getting paid, you'd say he's a regular what? He's a real...
Well, you could use tightwad there. I don't know what other words.
And would you ever use the word, like if you said a girl is very common, what would you mean there by that?
I would mean looking, common looking probably. What is average, you know, maybe no special color hair, and you know, her features would be average. And
well, could a common girl be attractive? You know, or is she nothing else at all?
No, to me common would be plain.
Well, would you ever use it any other way? Could you ever use it complimentary? Something being common?
Something, not just anything?
Yeah. Or
use it complimentary? Well, it's not uncomplimentary. It's just a...
It's not uncomplimentary to say somebody looks plain?
No, not necessarily.
Well, what would you call somebody, an old person who just, you know, just moves around well, real quick and active and, you know, is always doing something, never gives out, can't keep up with them. What do you call a person like that? Say she's what?
I don't know.
Would you ever say somebody, you know, not an old person?
Yeah.
Would you ever say somebody that was active or, you know, or lively or?
I'd say they were active.
Chipper?
I'd say active or lively.
And could you use that for young people, or was that? What?
Mm-hmm. Active or lively, yeah.
Would be the same.
I would use chipper for young people.
You use chipper for young people?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Would you use it for old people?
I've heard it used for old people. I wouldn't use it myself.
And if your roommate, you know, left, and I'll be back at 10, and she wasn't here, you know, you would you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little.
I'd be worried.
But, well, you know, you might not say I'm worried, say, well, you know, you wouldn't say you felt easy about it.
I'm uneasy.
And you don't want to go upstairs in the dark or something, you say it's because you were
scared of the dark.
Of any other words?
No.
What would you call a person who gets scared easily?
Chicken.